Dictation for Mr. Robert Himes. Date of birth is 7/29/64. Date of accident 5/9/2022. Date of service 7/22/2022. Mr. Andrews Himes is visiting here for a follow-up evaluation today. Allegedly, he was a victim of an automobile accident where he was T-bone on driver's side while he was traveling as a driver, restrained. This caused him severe headaches along with dizziness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, erectile dysfunction, blurred vision, and spots in the vision from the time of accident. Along with this, patient started having severe pain in the neck and lower back and radiation to all the fingers, 1 to 5, but no radiation to the legs was reported. Severe spasm of the entire body muscles was reported. Then the patient has been followed up with physical therapy and all, and the patient today reports the following, that he has pain in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 8 without major radiation. However, his third, fourth, and fifth finger are numb bilaterally. But there is no bend like a radiation in any dermatome fashion, nor in the lower legs. However, he has headaches which are 8. Neck pain is 8, lower back pain is 8, left shoulder pain is 8, and he can move up to 90 degrees of abduction without pain. These are the major symptoms. He can walk up to 1 block. He reports of that the 40% improvement has obtained in the symptoms so far. And ADLs that are affected, general activity, walking ability, and work 10, on a scale of 1 to 10, along with relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 8. Mood is affected 7. In the system review, patient report that is suffering from moderately severe headache 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, which are often present 1 to 2 times with associated with no nausea but light sensitivity. They are also associated with dizziness, vertigo, difficulty sleeping, weakness, confusion, but no disorientation. He reports of lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, and loss of memory as well. There is no vision disturbance, double vision, blackout, or seizures. In the pain and numbness, patient has an ongoing difficulty walking along with pain in the left shoulder, neck, mid-back, as well as lower back, as well as stiffness in the left shoulder, neck, and lower back, pins and needle of both hands, fingers, third, fourth, and fifth, and decreased range of motion of the left shoulder. Moderate difficulty walking, can walk up to a block only. In the GI, patient reports no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is shortness of breath, but patient denies any asthma, trouble, breathing, chest pain. Patient reports that at times the pain is unbearable and neck have about 40% decrease in pain. However, he is unable to sleep. His pain in the lower back continues. And he has no other changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is narco. And substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance. The physical examination of the blood pressure is 203/137, pulse is 97, pulse ox is 91. Rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit of 6/29/2022, dictation number 0629-088. The diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is as follows. We'll continue the physical therapy 3 times per week to focus on the neck, lower back, and the left shoulder, as well as both sacroiliac joints. With traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, McKenzie back program. Patient remains disabled for the work, housework, and transportation only. The patient was advised that his laboratory was positive for cocaine. On the first time, he'll be removed from any Schedule 2 pain medication at this time due to the fear of safety. He's being referred to a neuropsych evaluation and treatment for his TBI symptoms. He's being ordered a MRI, for which he has a bullet in the lungs, and we are not sure if it is safe to do it. I'm writing another alternate prescription of CT scan with contrast for cervical and lumbar spine to identify the pathology. An X-ray of the chest was done, which will be done tomorrow to identify whether he can have a MRI or not. If MRI could not be done, we'll be more than happy to do the CT scan. He's being provided following medication at this time, Celebrex 200 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory, Xenoflex 4 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day, and Acifex 20 milligram twice a day, Voltaren gel and lidocaine patch once a day. Imitrex tablets are provided for headaches. Fioricet 1 to 2 every 6 hour, PRN 75 tablets for headaches. Antivert 25 milligram 1 to 2 every 8 hour, PRN for dizziness. Migrinol nasal spray for severe headaches. He's been removed from Narcos for the fear of cocaine abuse that he is, and he forgot to tell us. Tylenol with codeine number 4 is provided 60 tablets only for severe pain relief for one time only. He's been advised that he should discontinue cocaine and also do a therapy with de-addiction pain clinic. And once the dispute about MRI CT scan is done, he can either have a CT scan or he can have a MRI, and then he'll be seen as soon as they are done. Currently,